98.1 KZE. MK with you a couple minutes after 4 on your Friday. And we've got Billy Pearson and Kyle Mitchell in the house playing together tonight at where?
Station.
Station
Bar and
Station Bar
in
Woodstock.
Welcome, guys. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
I feel like, Billy, for some reason your mic is not working so well. Would you like to start out by just playing a song and I'll figure that out? KZE, Billy Pearson and Kyle Mitchell. Try it now. I think I just had you.
Check.
There we are. Yeah, that was beautiful. Is that a piece that I should know, or was that an original?
No, that's a new original of mine.
Nice. I'm
calling it Blue October.
Blue October. Isn't there a band called that?
There is. Like a 90s band called that.
Lawsuit.
I was going to try October Blue, but that's also a 90s band.
There's really?
Yeah, both of those
were. What is it with Blue and October?
They're two words that go well together.
Yeah,
I think they do.
Yeah. That was beautiful, and that's kind of representative of what you do, classical guitar.
Yeah, a lot of instrumental.
Is that what you're going to be doing tonight as well?
I'm going to do a little of that, and I'm going to do some songs, too.
Cool.
Got some new songs I've been working on as well.
Yeah.
I thought we'd start it off a little sultry.
Yeah. So kind of what we're doing, this format, is this what's going to be happening tonight? You're going to do some songs, Kyle will do some songs, and then you'll do some songs together?
I think what we're going to do is I'm going to open up, but we're each going to play for a while. But
yeah.
I'm just going to do a set, then Kyle's going to do his set, but I'll probably jump up with Kyle and play a bit.
Right on.
Maybe like an interchange.
Yeah.
Could be cool.
Yeah, and Kyle, welcome back. That was what, like 2 weeks ago or something like that you were here?
Yeah, I think 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because it was a Friday. It was the last day of February.
Should we just make this a regular thing every 3 weeks?
Every three weeks I'll show up, even if we don't plan it.
And we've been spinning a couple of your songs on the radio since then.
Yes,
thank you. Yeah. How's it been going? Have you cut any new albums in those 3 weeks?
A few, yeah. Yeah, but I scrapped them all. No, not really. I mean, I have been working on some new songs, but I have not been recording as much as maybe I thought I would when I got here.
It's only been 3 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It has been a full 3 weeks, man. I'm so happy it's spring. Winter was really, like, wintery this year.
Oh, don't get me started.
Yeah, I feel you on that. Yeah.
Would you like to give us a little sample of what you're doing tonight?
Yes. Okay. So, speaking of newer songs, this is one I'm working on right now. This one I had a demo for a little bit back, but I've just kind of re-given it life. It's called Circles. It's about trying to let go and being okay with that.
Let it go. Thank you.
98.1 KZE. That's Kyle Mitchell in the studio with me playing tonight at Station in Woodstock along with our buddy Billy Pearson, both these guys in the studio. Tell me a little bit about how you guys met and started. Do you collaborate or are you just friends who sometimes play shows together?
A little bit of both. Yeah. I mean, go ahead.
Well, we definitely met at the open mic.
Yeah, Colony over in Woodstock.
But yeah, we've been kind of just, Kyle travels a lot. He's a sort of a nomad.
Yeah,
kind of a musician type. But anytime he comes to town, try to link with him, play it together a little, at least do some shows together. We're starting to actually play together more, which is nice.
It's
a dream of putting a band together for Kyle. I was thinking of asking DJ.
Oh, you should, yeah. You know he'll say yes.
Yeah.
I really like that new song. Chorus, Let It Go, It Only Hurts You. That's one of those lessons that I feel like we all have to learn like 100 times in our lives. Because it never sticks.
I definitely feel that.
Yeah.
It's a reminder to me every time I play it.
Yeah. Is that kind of where, were you thinking of anything specific when you wrote it? Were you kind of going through something, or were you just like, this is generally a good thing to remind myself of?
All of the above. Yeah. Everything. But specifically with like clinging to an idea of form, like how something should turn out. Even just that performance, I'm in my head about it. I wish I could just let this go and enjoy it without thinking about how I'm coming across. But in life in general too, how you think your life will turn out, it never does how you think it will. So
preach.
Yeah. So you gotta just like let go, because eventually you'll look back and just wish you enjoyed the ride. I think
absolutely, and appreciated, you know, the things that are great in your life, instead of focusing on the things that are not the way you want them to be.
That's
definitely something I'm terrible at. But
we're
working on it.
Yeah, we're all working on it. It's pretty universal.
We got Billy Pearson and Kyle Mitchell in the studio. You can see them tonight at the station in Woodstock, and you can tell them all of the things that you wish were different in your life in between the sets. Would you like to do one together?
Yeah, we'll close it. So this is actually the first song that Billy heard me play at the open mic, I believe. Right. Yeah, when we met, and I had just written it. Wrote it in Woodstock. It's called The Coconut Song. Alright, you ready?
I lost my way to the end, I lost my way to the top. When you get high like a coconut, you'll never ever drop. I spun myself in a web, I didn't know when to stop. When you get high like a coconut, you'll never ever drop. Someone else can tell you where to go. High and then a coconut will never ever try.
98.1 KZE, the coconut song from Kyle Mitchell with help from Billy Pearson. You need a kazoo for that one part.
Yeah, I know. You're not the first person to tell me that, and I agree.
I loved it, though. I was pleasantly surprised by the doot-doot-doos. I wasn't expecting them.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I hope for that when I play it.
And they sounded great, honestly. You have a good doot-doo falsetto.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks.
Playing tonight in Woodstock at the station. Do you know what time things kick off?
Yeah, so Billy's going to start things off at 8 and play for maybe an hour and a half-ish. Somewhere toward the end of that, I imagine we'll get together, play a few songs, and or however it shapes up. But the idea is Billy plays for the first hour and a half, and then I play the second hour and a half until 11,
great.
Roughly.
Yeah. And where can we go on socials to find both of your music?
So for me, it's Kyle Mitchell, KYLEMICHO.com, or just type in my name anywhere. Cool. You listen to music.
You are the only Kyle Mitchell I know of.
Yeah, same.
You can find me, easiest way is probably ChillBillNY on Instagram.
The chillest, yeah. Bill.
You can find all the stuff I'm doing.
He's a pretty chill Bill.
He's the chillest. Thank you guys for coming in. This was great.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
We got your community bulletin board, Devotchka, up next on 98.1 KZE.